You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Follow Up Boss, one of the leading CRMs, client relationship managers, for residential real estate. Tons of top producing agents and some of the fastest growing teams out there are using Follow Up Boss to increase lead conversion, eliminate busy work that you're not doing anyway, and frankly, deliver a higher class experience in real estate to everybody who chooses you as their realtor of choice. So if you're going to keep listening to this, which I know you will, there's more information and a personal review of Follow Up Boss. For more information, go to followupboss.com/crazy. Hello, friends. Lee Brown here. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And one thing we know in real estate is that your agent is going to be the source of the source. Today, I'm going to introduce you to one of my sources here in the Charlotte area market, Carrie Wass, who will talk to us a little bit about what to do with the stuff in a house when somebody is going through that really painful process of right sizing. So enjoy this conversation with Carrie. Check her out in the show notes, and I'll see you on the other side. Tell my guest who you are,
yes,
and the name of your company. Just give them a little bit of what we're talking about here, because they're going to be so fascinated by this.
Sounds great. Well, my name is Carrie Wass. I am the owner of Caring Transitions of Lake Norman, and we've been in business over 6 years now, Lee.
Oh my gosh. Has it been 6 years?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No. Oh my gosh. Seriously?
My team and I work with older adults and their families through late in life transitions, when the older adult is possibly moving into a retirement community, in with family, into a smaller home that fits their needs at that point in life. So we are a total solution provider in that we assist with relocation, downsizing, and liquidation of households. So as a certified senior move manager, I am trained in managing the entire process from creating the space plan to hiring the movers, packing and unpacking. We also help with downsizing, or as we call it, right sizing, to help individuals fit their things into their current lifestyle. And then finally, we can hold estate sales or online auctions to liquidate things that they no longer need, such as furniture, housewares, vehicles, decorations, collectibles, artwork, all of those things. We're a licensed North Carolina auction firm, and we hold our online auctions on our platform called CT Bids.
Let's talk about the stuff a little bit, because it sounds very clinical to sell stuff and do an auction and right size a house and planning. It sounds like just steps in a process. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing you're actually managing is emotional separation from stuff. And for kids to let mom and dad move out of their childhood home, because let's just call it what it is, adult children are not exactly the easiest person on the planet to deal with sometimes. Now, some of us adult children are very easy. Mm-hmm. Some, though, are, but mom, you can't sell the house that I grew up in, but mom, you can't throw away my decorations that I made 50 years ago in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about how you guide people in that part of the process, because I find that to be probably the biggest challenge I see on the real estate side when I go to the house and I see that it's not be something we can sell right away. So I have to call you in so you can come help them move through the process, and it's two different spaces. So how did you get into that groove of, well, let's figure out a way to say it, not caring too much, because you're a very loving person and it's easy for you to just swarm on people and love on them. But there's also a moment where you have to say, okay, it's time for us to do X, do Y, do Z. Let's make our three piles and move on. So talk to us about that process a little bit.
Absolutely. So the process is different, obviously, for everybody. And the one common denominator is it's emotional. It's emotional for the parents to let go of their stuff, mom to let go of her kitchen things that she has used for 60 or 70 years, dad and his workshop or his things in the garage and the 42 extension cords that he's had since 1930. But then also for the adult children. But honestly, we find that the adult children usually have a better grasp on what needs to go. Yes, they do have some sentimental items. And I've been surprised when I go in homes and I still find the adult child's bedroom. I'm like, really? Your stuff is still here? Why? So
my mother took over my room like the minute I bought a house. I come home after work and there's boxes on the front porch. And I called my mother like, what is happening here? And she said, you got your own house. The stuff is yours. And I know she's very unique in that because I've seen that too. It's almost like a time capsule in some houses. And it's a little interesting.
It is. And it's honestly just approaching the situation with compassion as well as there's a timeline. There's a deadline. We need to get this accomplished. And this is what I do. And I'm here to work through it with you. These are your decisions. I'm just going to help you stay on task. So it helps if we have a triggering event, as we call it. If someone has had a fall and they've been in rehab and they're back home and the discussions are now, we can't stay in the home. So that's kind of a triggering event that really helps in the process. Because usually at that point, the light bulb goes on and it's like, maybe this really isn't safe for us to stay home. But it's honestly just a lot of compassion in helping them make choices. You can't take all 20 of the figurines that you've had all over the house, but you know, let's pick out a couple that are your favorites and those are going to go to your new home. And then also for us just to recognize this is their history. This is the family's history, and it's where they made memories, it's where they had fights, it's where they had lifetime events, and so you just kind of have to recognize that and honor that when acknowledge it, and both for the adult children, you know, sometimes I remind adult children, let's give mom a little bit of space and let her work through this, so.
That's a great way to put it. And I'm pretty sure that every real estate pro listening to this episode right now went and jotted that down so they can think differently about how they approach the home of an older client who's going through this process. And speaking of where the decisions have to be made, don't you find it to be fascinating that today's generation doesn't want mom and dad stuff like we did? Because I know I'm an old person. I have my great grandmother's first store-bought piece of furniture, which is actually right here in my dining room, because we were not store-bought people. We were farm people. You made your stuff. I have that store-bought piece, and I don't think either one of my kids will ever want it because they're an IKEA generation. I mean, they don't even want Ethan Allen stuff, Carrie. Isn't that wild? Because that was the most expensive stuff ever.
Yes.
Such heavy good wood, and doesn't anybody want it? So how do you approach that where mom and dad are like, but of course you
want it.
My wedding china. And the kids are like, no, I'm good with a chinette.
Right, exactly. And that is a common theme across every family. I have yet to meet a family where the adult children are like, okay, I want that and that and that. And you're right. When I got my first place, I was thrilled to get anything. I don't care if it was the oldest couch. I don't care if it was the coffee table that was beat up.
It was free.
It was free. And we took it. And it's just amazing to me now that the kids don't realize that. And they just want, and I say kids loosely, these are 20s and 30 year olds.
Okay. So I told y'all that I would do a review of Follow Up Boss, you know, because I'm your friend in real estate. And I did. Now, you know, there's a Blue Million CRM out there. I mean, if you go to any Facebook group, every realtor's like, which one should I use? Which one should I use? And you know that these CRM, which are client relationship managers or customer relationship manager, whatever you want to call it, it's truly a system that's just designed to help you know what to do next because you're very busy and you're a multitasker in real estate. With all those different tasks and balls up in the air, you need something to help you stay on track. And that's what Follow Up Boss does. Now, when you save a name and a phone number in there, that is basically a Rolodex Follow-up Boss is going to take the names and phone numbers and also help you know what to do next so you can maintain these relationships with your neighbors. Because that's what this is about. Real estate is not about serving just prospects and clients. It's about taking great care of your neighbors' needs in real estate. And if you'll use a tool like Follow-up Boss, where they remember you, oh, they might even call you when they're ready to buy or sell again, or when their mom and daddy do, or their best friend or their kid, and you want to be top of mind, that's what a product like Follow-up Boss will do for you. Truly, it's going to change your business when you start paying better attention to people. They don't have to know you use Follow-up Boss, but they'll totally understand that they are being heard by you. So now there's a free trial for my people because you're loved. Go to followupboss.com/crazy. No credit card is required. And frankly, because you're my people and we made an ask for you, Follow-up Boss said, yes, you get double the free trial. That's actually enough time to log in, put some pieces in it, and watch it change your business as it has for so many realtors and teams nationwide. Again, go to followupboss.com/crazy to start your free trial today. They're kids compared to us, but you know, let's just point something out. This is the same generation that wants to preach all the time about reduce, reuse, recycle, but they don't want mom's solid wood stuff that they could probably refinish with a coat of paint. I'm just going to point that out, y'all. I mean, if you're preaching about the environment, you got to help us figure out how to repurpose things because it's not just the stuff. It's exactly what you said. It's that family history. So I look at this little china cabinet over here and I think about my great grandmother and my grandmother, and I've got stuff in there that belonged to them because I love that. And I'm probably going to beat that into one of my children, maybe at least. Okay. So in all the houses you've been in, I'm so curious to know what's the most interesting scenario you've run into or the oddest stuff you had to get rid of. What kind of a story did you bring for us today over here on the fun show? You didn't reach out to me to be on here. I made you come on here because you're my partner in dealing with my favorite clients. So I just want to know what you've seen because I can't believe it's been 6 years, let's be honest. And you're not talking about the lady who got banned from your sales because that's a private conversation.
Yes. No.
But I'll just remind y'all that there's a story we're not telling you, but you need to behave when you are buying things from auctions and from people like Carrie. Yes. So you should always behave. So anyway, that being said, what have you seen that really surprised you in the caring transition phase?
Well, the story that I'm going to tell, and I thought a lot about this and kind of bounced different ideas around, and I came up with one that was just such complete denial and procrastination that it's horrifying. So, and this is actually a 2021 client, names withheld to protect the innocent.
For the guilty.
So I got a call the very first Monday in January, was January 4th, and I got a call at 9:30 in the morning. And this lady said, look, we're going to be moving. We need help with that. And we probably have some things to sell. And I'm like, okay, so when are you moving? And she goes, on the 14th. And I said, great, the 14th of February? And she says, no, the 14th of January. And I'm like, that's next week. And she goes, yeah. I said, have you already arranged a mover? And she's like, no. And I'm like, so I was just dumbfounded. So I'm like, okay. So I asked her, I said, tell me about how long have you lived in your home and how large is your home? Just basic questions. She goes, well, my husband and I have lived here for 24 years. We moved down from Jersey and it's a 5,300 square foot, 5-bedroom, 5-bath, 3-level home.
That's a big honking house. Yes. Oh my gosh.
And by the way, we don't have any children nearby, so it's completely on us. And she's in her early 70s and he's in his 80s. Okay, so I'm like, oh boy. I said, well, I got to see this. So made an appointment with her for the next day, made a quick call to my mover. I said, I'm hanging up with you and I'm calling my mover to see if we can even get in for next week. So got that done. And then the next day, my team lead and my space planner and I went to the house for the first time. And we don't know what we're going to find because you never know. And that's the one thing is people tell you, I've got a lot of stuff and it's really not that much, but to them, it's a lot of stuff. And then there's people that have a lot of stuff and don't realize they have a lot of stuff. So the latter was the case here. So we go through and we do the tour. Husband has to take us around. Wife has mobility issues. We cover all three floors. We learn that they were both professionals, she in computer technology, he in consumer products. They loved to entertain. They were huge foodies. This house was packed. And quite honestly, there were places that were just a mess and piled up. And I'm like, okay. So we grabbed it and basically I gave the girls their assignments and they went off and one started doing the space plan. The other started figuring out how we were going to approach it supply wise. And I sat down with a couple and I said, look, we do move management. We do downsizing. We do liquidation. I think you're going to need all three of those.
And quickly.
And quickly. So long story short, we actually got them moved by the 14th on their move date. So 10 days later, that's a whole big story with that and going through things with her because she felt she had to still go through stuff. And I'm like, no, we're way beyond that. We're like putting it in by moving it now. And she's like sitting there on the bathroom floor. We got them moved. Then we set up an online auction. So the first week in February, we went and did an online auction and then did a clean out. And the house was listed for sale by February 18th.
And you said, I don't ever want to have to move that house ever again. But it's good to know that you can.
Yes. And that was an intense project. I mean, that is not the norm, thank goodness, because it was incredibly stressful. Having to bring in all of the resources, the junk folks, the donations, all of that. So,
but it also pinpoints where sometimes you spend the money on a professional because even if you have the best Sunday school class in the world and the best kids and grandkids, they don't know how to manage the process and they don't have that list of trusted people that can make a move happen because your mover probably made it happen because of you, not because it was easy peasy to just squeeze a move in a week and a half, but they did it as a favor to you. Same thing with your junk company and everything else. So that's where people fuss about hiring realtors, but we manage the process and the emotions and they fuss about hiring a possessions acquisition space planner and all that. And there's a reason you hire somebody like Carrie because you hear how her team just separated in the house to go manage things. And I'm curious, how long do you think it took them to get settled in their smaller, more organized space after you got them moved in? Were they relieved to have the stuff out of the way so they could enjoy what was in there?
Hugely. And the new home was neat and put away. And we kept certain things. It's obviously their furniture and belongings, but they were just so relieved. And they're like my favorite clients now. We still talk and they're like, Carrie, we love our home. We love where we are. This was the best thing we did. So it's pretty rewarding that way.
I mean, maybe there's a lesson here, even for people who don't plan to sell their house and they don't plan to go anywhere, but they're overwhelmed by stuff. They could still call somebody like you and get the stuff out of the way so you can go back to enjoying, because we all know how it just piles up and piles up and you start to develop that blindness to it until it's clean. It's kind of like with teenagers. When my kids finally get cajoled into cleaning their rooms, they're both like, well, I like my room now. I'm like, yeah, you think you can see the floor and now you enjoy it better. And then let's don't get back to this point. You can do the same thing in your house. All right. So Carrie, if somebody's looking for a professional like you, whether they're in the Charlotte market and can call you directly, or they want to get connected to another Caring Transitions franchise or somewhere that you know about or franchisee, how can they find you? What's the best way to reach out?
Okay. The best way to reach out to Caring Transitions in general is caringtransitions.com. If you want to reach me, you can call 704-274-2438 or my email kwas@caringtransitions.
So are there still franchises available in other parts of the country? And just out of curiosity, is this something you'd recommend to the person who maybe loves real estate, but is looking for a different angle to take? Would you recommend this path?
Absolutely. And we work closely, as you know, with realtors. There are 250 locations of Caring Transitions across the country. So we can be there to be a resource for realtors everywhere. But there is still room for more. So if you love dealing with people and stuff, I definitely would enjoy telling you more about it.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming on the show, but most importantly, thank you for being on my list of really trusted people that I can put in touch with my clients who need somebody like you so they can get ready for somebody like me.
You got it, Lee.
Carrie first and then Lee, that's how this works. So make sure you guys reach out to Carrie. All of her contact information is in the show notes for this episode, including the link to the online auctions, because I know some of y'all are probably trying to put some stuff in your little booth at your little local, well, I won't call it a junk shop, treasure shop. I just went to Georgie Jane's, the new one in Concord.
Have you really? No, I've heard all about it.
Oh, love it so much. It's like Gibson Mill, but far more manageable. And I enjoyed the heck out of my time in there. And apparently a lot of their vendors buy stuff from auctions like yours.
Yes.
According to Tanya anyway, and Tanya is a very good resource, and that's where they're stocking their booths. And so anyway, yep. If you want to go buy some fun stuff from somebody else's house so you can be the better reduce, reuse, or recycler, hello, go visit her auctions. But in the meantime, reach out to her on the socials. And Carrie, thank you so much for coming on the show. And by the way, if you're a local Charlotte area realtor, you want to add Carrie to your list too, because she can help your clients out. So I appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Lee. Take care.
All right, guys, you know what to do next. 5 stars, leave a nice comment in the section, share this with a friend or somebody who needs some good information in their life. And most importantly, tune back in and I'll see you next time. Okay, now don't forget to go try Follow Up Boss so that your business can continue to expand in professionalism and then you can meet some more crazy people yourself. I really appreciate Follow Up Boss sponsoring this episode, but mainly I appreciate them for giving y'all double the free trial time with no credit card required. So make sure you go to followupboss.com/crazy and then let me know what you think. I'll see you guys next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally won't just subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.